Good morning. This is Kate Olson from the Cass County Office of Iowa State University Extension and Outreach with your Extension Report on this Wednesday morning. A couple different items to talk about this morning. We're going to start off by talking about onions, when to plant them, how to plant them, and the varieties you'll want to look for as you start getting those garden catalogs in the mail. And we're going to finish up with a little information about a program that pairs older adults with high school students to get them exercising, moving, and socializing across the generations. First of all, as those garden catalogs begin arriving in the mail, if onions are a favorite of yours, it's always a good option to have a few onions planted just out the back door for use in those seasonings, grillings, and other things that you may have coming up throughout the year. If you're wondering what to plant and when to plant, we've got the latest information from the Iowa State University Extension Horticulture Department here to help you. And of course, as always, all of this information is also available on the Iowa State University Extension website. First of all, when do you start your onion plants if you're seeding them and starting them indoors? First of all, you want to get them seeded in flats about 8 to 10 weeks before you intend to plant them outdoors. Make sure you're using a well-drained growing medium. As soon as the seeds germinate, place them under artificial lighting. You can use a fluorescent shop fixture as long as you've got one cool bulb and one white bulb, and make sure that light fixture is no more than 4 to 6 inches above the seedlings. You want your growing temperatures to be about 60 to 65 degrees Fahrenheit. If you don't have enough light or your temperatures are much above 65 degrees, you'll have very spindly onions set out and they won't take as well once you transplant them to the garden. You want to thin the seedlings within about 2 to 3 weeks of germination if the plants get crowded. Then harden or acclimate the seedlings outdoors for 7 to 10 days before planting in the garden. You can do this by placing the plants in a shady, protected location and then gradually exposing them to longer periods of sunlight. Make sure you watch the thermometer and the forecast as you'll want to bring the seedlings back indoors if your nighttime temperatures drop below 32 degrees. If you're looking to decide when that 8 to 10 weeks should end, consider that most onion seedlings should be set outdoors in mid to early April in the central Iowa area. If you're looking for what variety to plant, you may want to first know the difference between a long day and a short day onion. Onion bulb formation in general begins when certain day lengths are reached. Now, if you notice, obviously our days are getting a little bit longer every day. Those short day onions begin to form bulbs when they receive 10 to 12 hours of daylight every day. Intermediate day onions need 12 to 14 hours of daylight, and long day cultivars require 14 or more hours of daylight, so plan and plant accordingly. The bulb size is largely determined by the number and the size of the leaves at the bulb. The larger the tops or the foliage area, the larger the size of the mature bulbs. Again, this may also depend on the size of weather, soil conditions, and other factors to determine the size of your finished onion bulb. Long day onion cultivars are usually the best choice for gardeners in Iowa and other states in the upper Midwest. The shorter day cultivars produce smaller bulbs when grown in the northern areas because there is a very small amount of foliage where the bulb starts near the ground. The long day cultivars, however, are able to produce large tops, which means the long day cultivars typically produce the biggest onion bulbs. A few varieties you may want to consider for your Iowa home garden. The Candy and Copra are two different types. Candy is a yellow brownish skin, globe-shaped, and very good for short-term storage. In general, your sweeter onions are going to be shorter-term storage ones. Other short-term storage varieties include Walla Walla Sweet and White Sweet Spanish. Both of those are late-season short-term storage onions. Copra is a main season yellow brownish skin with an excellent storage habit. Red Zeppelin is a deep red globe shaped with also excellent storage. And Stuttgarter is a more flattened onion with a light brown skin, but also a very good storage onion. Red Burgermaster is very bright red, globe shaped, and Burgermaster, as its name implies, excellent for hamburgers or slicing. A moderately good storage, but not as good as some of the other varieties. And again, this full list is available on the Extension website. Now on to our upcoming program. The LIFE program stands for Living Well Through Intergenerational Fitness and Exercise. This is a free program for any adults aged 60 and up. It's being sponsored in Iowa State University Extension through Cass County as a USDA research program. We do request that interested folks interested in participating do be 60 years of age or above and fairly mobile but not overly active, as one of the goals of the research study is to study activity levels and increase in activity levels. The idea behind the LIFE program is it is an 8-week program with 2 times per week, so meeting for a total of 16 sessions. Beginning this week or next week, depending on the location. And what it involves is these older adults, age 60 plus, working with high school students from area high schools to exercise for about a half an hour to an hour per day using an Xbox Kinect sensor, which reads the body motion similar to a Wii remote, except no remote is required, so no usage of buttons or grip strength is required to use the Xbox Kinect to exercise. There are several different locations that will be offering the program throughout Cass County. On Thursdays and Mondays, beginning this coming Thursday at 2:30, we'll be offering it in the Heritage House at the Rec Room area. And we will be doing, again, that for about an hour, twice a week, for the next 8 weeks going into the middle of March. And again, we'll be exercising a little bit with the Kinect. Because it is a research study, there will also be a pre-survey and post-survey required of anyone who participates. If you would like more information on participating in this project, we sure encourage you to give us a call at the Extension Office, 243-1132, or you can stop by and chat with us or send us an email and find us online. We'd be happy to answer your questions. We're also looking at getting sites started at the Atlantic Nursing and Rehab location here in Atlantic, as well as a partnership with the CAM School District and the Anita Wellness Center. And for more information on those projects, keep your eyes and ears tuned. We hope to have all the final times and dates for those upcoming sessions set within the next week. So be watching those areas and give us a call at the Extension Office for more information on either of those programs as well. Till next time, I'm Kate Olson from the Cass County Extension Office.